I feel the earth move under my feet. I feel the sky tumbling down, tumbling. Oh no, wait, that's just the approach of Cliff and Kendall.
Cliff and Kendall, Cliff and Kendall, Cliff and Kendall.
Sorry, a little close to the mic there.
Yeah, that's fine. You know,
look, this is not NPR. We're not going to start out with like, "Hey, everybody." We're gonna get into the action early.
I love when Terry Gross starts out. what is her show?
I don't know.
Terry Gross. No, it's not. No. Now I seem like I'm not intellectual. Like I don't listen to NPR.
But we are.
Terry Gross. This is Fresh Air.
Fresh Air with
Fresh
Terry
Air.
Gross.
When she starts, see, I'm smart. I listen to Fresh Air.
I'd be smart.
Never yes. mind.
What were you going to say about
that? I don't know. I've already lost all credibility.
Good. That's what our listeners have thought about Damn us already.
It. Anybody with this found on their mobile device will lose all credibility.
Yeah. You might as well just throw your phone out.
So this is Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. Ooh. We're an internet radio show. Right? No, sorry. The rain and being in the booth here, it's gotten me so messed up. I can't even form a sentence.
The rain, it rains in Spain.
And listeners are like, isn't it Kendall who usually can't form a sentence? And yes, but
it hurts, Cliff. It hurts.
You know, they just love it when we roast each
yeah,
other.
Well,
you know,
roast away.
They love an eternal roast. That was the last episode.
An eternal roast.
Yeah. Under an eternal flame.
Yeah.
And that was the last episode we did where the ratings were high enough to be tabulated. And
3.
Ouch, that had to hurt.
God, speaking of roasting.
Anyway, speaking of roasting, this is Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coasting. We are an internet talk show / radio filler program on Rye 99, which is KBSH.
Rye
99.
In Busheltown, 4 a.m. Sunday morning, if you're listening to this on the radio.
If you are.
Tell your friends.
Tell your friends. Call everybody you know right now. Wake them up.
Call. That's a really good idea.
That is a good idea.
And even if you're listening to it on the downloaded version some way.
On the download.
On the download. I think most of our listeners are listening on the download.
Yes.
I do think that.
Turn
but
way
I was,
down low.
I would. With the volume down low, that's true. These jokes work on so many levels.
Oh, I know.
Levels.
We're hilarious.
Levels. Where are we?
Speaking of levels of obesity, Cliff,
oh,
no.
Don't look at me when you say that.
Unfortunately, we're doing this show in a glass booth, mm-hmm. and people can see the the fat pressed up against the glass wherever there's not duct tape, where Charles has duct taped this together.
Yeah.
We are here in the middle of Busheltown for this... Where are we at? We're at this Rye Cider Festival, Cliff. You know how much we love Rye Cider and Bobbin for Rye and all these great events they have in Busheltown around Halloween season. Or the fall season, rather. Not Halloween quite yet.
Almost. It's Halloween in my heart.
Yeah, it's Halloween in my heart in January. But here in Busheltown, it's the Halloween season is close at hand.
It's close at hand.
I've already started watching Halloween shows and
really?
Movies. I watched a couple Roseannes.
Just get
me, you know, you kind of want to ease in, like dip your toe in the Halloween water.
Ease on down the road.
Come on now.
I want them. You know how like NBC and Fox, they're doing these live musicals.
Yes.
Can we not do a live musical for Channel 81? I mean...
I was going to say, we can do it. We just won't be on TV. We'll have to schedule this in our backyard.
I know. I'm aware that they've banned us from the studios after we came back for that Christmas special. I know. I was there when they banned us.
When they kicked us out.
But still, they unbanned us once. They could unban us again.
That's going to be our motto.
And then we could do like, you know, they done The Wiz and Hairspray. What would you want to do? I'd want to do a one-man Evita, but I'd like for you to have a small part.
I could play the dead Evita in the beginning.
You could just put you in the coffin.
It didn't have to be a big coffin. What would musical would we do? What would fit our personality?
Well, we could, you know,
unfortunately, there's not a musical called Fat Camp.
Now, we were co-presidents of the film school, so yeah. We could be co-music men. It could be the music men.
Oh, there you go.
We could just divide
the
lines.
We'll rewrite history.
We'll do every other
line. Yes.
Yeah, every other line.
Oh, gosh.
Rye cider and why?
Yes. Cliff, it is pouring rain here. I don't know if you can hear. Dripping everywhere. Oh, shut the door. Oh, come here. Oh, let me in here. Move over here. Oh,
the door.
Oh my God, it is so tight
oh
in here.
Oh, my God.
Dear, I'm so sorry to push it in like this, dear.
You guys are wet.
Soaking. I know, dear. Soaking wet. Not proper yet to drip all over everyone, dear. But it's the terrible thunderstorms we're having here, dear, during the festival.
We've been soaked by the rainbows, and I'm afraid I had a bowel attack earlier, but I believe the rain has washed it from my trousers.
Oh, thank God. I thought they would have canceled this with this terrible thunderstorm.
Well, I mean, I don't
see
anybody.
Dear, it's not proper etiquette to cancel this early, dear. We would go on with the show, dear, as always.
There's nobody in the rye dunk booth over there.
Dear, they're already dunked. It's raining torrents outside here.
Oh, my gosh. Well, this is insanity.
Just like our show, there's no one here. No one listening.
And there's no reason for any of this to be happening.
Oh, Charles is over there. What's he doing?
No. He's vaping.
Oh, God. Disgusting.
Oh, well, speaking of Charles, and guys, I'm sorry.
Do we have to?
Yes. Because Mr. Snodbottom told me earlier, he said to share this on the air. He said, you know, I don't know if people in town have noticed, but we recently put up a sign outside our studio where, you know, like a church, they might put up like the theme of that week's sermon on the sign. Well, I thought, let's put up the theme of that week's show.
Oh, dear, I thought it was a wonderful idea.
Oh, I thought it would cause more visibility and recognizability for you boys, but oh my.
Not quite.
Well, okay, so Charles put it up, and, you know, of course, he only ever put up the one that
bless
came out
him, dear.
The first week that we put up the sign, which was the salute to Uranus.
Oh, yes.
And the very next day, he backed into the sign with his truck, and some of the letters fell off, and it says, salute our anus now. And it just...
Why can't he do anything right?
And I keep saying, Charles, please go fix the sign. Please don't let it say salute our anus anymore.
Dear, we all have problems, dear.
But he says he'll get around to it, so eventually that'll be gotten around
we'll get
to.
Around to it. With this, so many things we'll get around to around here.
Oh, boy. Disgust me to even hear the story, boy. Although I consider Charles blameless in the whole matter.
Blameless?
There's nothing blameless about Charles. Not prudent, dear.
No, it isn't.
Not on the show, dear.
No, it isn't. Well, so what are you guys doing here to enjoy the Rye Cider Festival?
Dear, I'm promoting a new cologne, dear. I've been working on, dear. This rye perfume, dear.
Oh!
Smell, dear. Take a whiff, dear.
Oh, spray. Oh.
Ooh. Ooh, that is potent.
Oh!
Oh, dear, we've worked very hard on it, dear. Oh, dear, bless you.
Excuse me, that perfume.
Something must be getting to you, dear.
I think it's is there rye, like, shavings in that or something?
Oh, dear, there's rye shavings, there's rye juice, dear. There's rye pressed oils, dear.
Oh, yes. Why, she's been...
Really catches the essence of the rye. Oh,
you know, Mrs. Butter 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 Churn, she's been making this particular scent at home for years in the wash basin, and...
Well, dear, you
I said it's gonna sweep the town, girl. You gotta mass produce it.
Well, dear, you know, so many people have craft beers, dear, and all their other little projects they work on, dear. I thought, why not make a cologne for people, dear?
Well,
it's unisex,
I say,
dear.
You,
here, I'm gonna give you a bottle, dear, for you. Here you go. That's wonderful.
Do you have here, I'm gonna spray a little on.
Oh, yes, that was right my face. Thank you.
I think I've gotten used to it. I'm not sneezing anymore. Oh, Kendall's coughing now.
Oh, that's wonderful, Mrs. Pudbrattle. Love it.
Oh, dear. I believe we should get back outside, dear. Isn't that your hat that whipped off in the wind a
moment
ago?
Come back, dear. Come, get my hat.
Get the hat, Mur.
Oh, shut the door before the rain is like pouring in.
Oh,
it's soaking. It's starting to get humid in here.
It's a little
from our body heat.
Back in the 14th century, it's believed that kids were baptized in cider, since it was often more sanitary than water.
Well, there's no dysentery in cider.
There's no crying in baseball, and there's no dysentery in cider.
That's what I always say.
It's been said. I know that there's a... I think Mrs. Potter Butter Butter Churn has a needle point with that on it.
I'm sure she does. She's been working on it for days.
I think she does.
Do you love cider, Cliff?
I do love cider,
some
Kendall.
Warm hot cider.
I'd like
those rich folks drink.
I do like hot cider.
I wish we had some right now.
I wish. Either way,
I would ask Charles, but I'm afraid I'm not
going.
Back with.
Yeah, I'm not going out in that rain. Where's Croc? Let's get Crockpot on this.
Who knows where
mission?
Crockpot.
Oh, hold on. Let me get the.
Whoa! Clip shut the door. Oh my god! Oh, look at Crockpot. The water going all over the soundboard. Listen to it all the
Crockpot.
Sound.
Yes. Then cider.
Then cider.
Kendall, do you want hot or cold cider?
Oh, I want hot cider. Am I crazy?
Bring one hot and one lukewarm. Mix mine hot and cold on Arnold Palmer. I know he's dead. Okay.
All right. So Arnold she's coming back. Oh, he just died.
Why is that like an Arnold Palmer? Lemonade and my steer are both cold.
Kendall, I can't get into it with you right now.
I can't go there. Don't go there.
Don't go there. Kendall, speaking of things that where we do want to go, what segments are for this show?
Oh, don't touch that.
Let's hold off on that. What's the other one?
What's happening? You want to hear something weird?
Do you want to hear something weird?
Oh, I do.
Okay.
Don't we need to, are they listening out there? Can they hear? They're under that tent up there.
Well, they're under the tent. This rain has thrown a kink
into
everything.
We'll let the listeners be the judge.
We'll just let the listeners judge, and they're going to email us and tweet us.
Instagram, Snapchat us. Yeah. Crockpot was just showing me how to use Snapchat the other day. Still don't understand. I just defriended her on accident.
I tried to show you one episode how to use Snapchat to follow young aspiring male models.
What do you think? I listen.
I don't know.
Anyway, do you want to hear something weird?
The hell do I know what you do?
I want to hear something weird.
I do too. Kendall, weird me out.
Okay, here we go. Go. Clip a builder in Australia.
Oh my god.
He has been bitten on the penis by a poisonous spider now for the second time this year. Let me just finish.
Okay.
The two-time loser, known only as...
He's a two-time loser.
No. The two-time loser, known only as Jordan Cliff, who was bitten on Tuesday while sitting on a porta potty at a work site in Sydney, Australia.
Oh.
Yeah, so first time back in April, he was bit by this spider under the lip of this porta john, bit him right on the penis, Cliff.
Oh.
It swelled up, huge, got it all fixed, was just getting over the whole thing. Sat down, checked under the porta john, was like, oh, there's no spiders now. What do you know? Bit him in the exact same spot. That's unlucky. He was like, oh god, here we go again.
Here we go again, everybody.
Isn't
now,
that terrible?
I just don't think I want to go. I love Australia. I love it.
No.
But I don't know if I want to go if there's that many animals, unless Liam Hemsworth is like, come home with me, I'll be naked.
Because everything wants to kill you in Australia.
But ridiculous. If I was with Liam Hemsworth for like a couple days before a spider bit there, bit my wang. Kendall, speaking not of wangs, but of Australia.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Reuters is happy to announce that Australian police are searching for four men who left three malnourished saltwater crocodiles in a school after they broke
in. Oh, God, why?
Well, first they broke in to steal computer equipment, and and so...
Just left a bomb.
Okay. Nor, I'm going to read this next sentence with no comment on it, okay? Northern Territory Police said the men entered the Tamanmen College in Humpty Doo, south of Darwin, early on Sunday after pushing the crocodiles through a broken window. And then they stole computer equipment. Closed captioned or closed circuit. It says what CCTV means.
Closed circuit television.
CKTV would be our show. But if anybody would be dumb enough to do that.
Nope.
Nope, not again, they say. But anyway, the footage was released and it showed the men stealing a computer monitor right before they ran away. Watch out!
Well, whoop-dee-doo!
Watch
out! Weird?
That is weird. Two weird Australian stories.
Isn't that weird that we both had Australian stories? We were both down under.
Now, what frightens me is that those Australian stories were both so weird that they canceled each other out, so I think it's up to the next two stories.
All right, well, let's see what we got. Let's see, Cliff. Master Baker.
Oh.
Stefan Fisher filed a lawsuit recently against a bakery in New York for wrongfully firing him. I can't talk today. Because he refused to use bug-infested flour to make batches of bread. He said that when he informed the management of the bugs, the facility, the 3,000-pound flour silo, he was told simply to make multigrain bread, which Fisher took to mean that fewer diners would complain if they heard crunching while eating the multigrain. That's why you don't eat bread in New York, Cliff. You never know what kind of bugs are going to be in there.
Now, that's weird, but I have to say the only thing that strikes me in that is that I used to be called 3,000-pound grain silo.
Was your nickname.
That's what they used to call me.
Now we call you 6,000-pound grain silo.
It only goes up. Kendall Reuters just can't shut up about an Indiana man who police say mailed dead skunks and a raccoon to a man chosen over him as a school basketball coach. And he's been arrested on stalking, animal cruelty, and other charges. And this guy, his name is Travis Terrence, and he's 40. We're almost 40. We're almost as old as this guy.
Oh, God.
He was also accused of...
One day we'll be listening, it's like, oh, we were not even 40.
Oh, we weren't even 40 when we said that. Was also accused of spray painting the victim's car with such messages as, "You will die," in a bid to get him to resign as coach and fourth grade teacher at a school in French Lick, Indiana. All right, which also is the home of Larry Bird. It's bizarre. It's just hard to believe, said Jackson County Sheriff Charles Murphy. He said the case began in June when the post office gets these packages that smell like skunks with blood coming from them.
Well, she just wraps up her cat. I don't even know what I was going to say to that. It was so weird.
It won. It was so weird it made you speechless.
Oh, now I have something real intellectual to say.
Listeners are like, wait, for the first time in 460 or whatever episode, Kendall has something intellectual to say.
And then I forgot
Shut up!
And then I forgot it.
All right, Kendall, I'm going to give you a break. Let's give you a brain break. And then we can...
Okay.
You know, maybe you'll think of that intellectual.
Oh, I get the Reuters all the time.
Where the hell is our cider?
Don't be a quitter. Stick around for more Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast.
Mattel's new baby secret. She whispers just to you. Her lips really move.
I want to tell you something.
It's almost unbelievable. Get Mattel the new baby secret so you can have fun keeping secrets together.
Coming in at 9.0 on the Richter scale and crashing straight through the bathroom scale, here they are again, the hosts of Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast, Cliff and Kendall.
Cider, give me some of that.
Woo. Here you go. Yours is hot now. Watch out.
I know.
All right. Thanks, Grandpa.
Oh, shit. That burnt my
throat. What was it? What are you doing?
I was drinking cider. Burn my mouth.
You should have got half and half like me.
Should have got an Arnold Palmer cider.
Didn't anybody remember that long, drawn-out thing he did about how it was an Arnold Palmer and it wasn't? And now he's the one burned.
Burned you.
Cool body temperature water that I'm drinking over here.
Ugh.
It tastes like water because you put ice cubes in it and they all melt. Crockpot.
Look, I didn't do anything.
I said she. I didn't say you. Crockpot. You know, she finally learned the filing system and now she gets the cider.
Damn it, Crockpot.
Damn it. All the hell.
Oh, Cliff, what is happening? What is going on here? What are we talking about? Cider?
Do you see the whole big sign from the front of the, you know, festival over there? It's just whipped around and it's wrapped all the way around that flagpole.
It's like a tetherball.
It's like a tetherball and it's like swatting at the old glory up top.
Swatting at old glory.
How dare it? How dare it? Doesn't anybody care about the troops but me?
When did this show become a salute a-thon for the troops?
Come on,
watch out, dear, let me get you.
Bring
your attitude
here.
Oh, look, I got about all of my doilies, dear?
Oh, boys, her doilies are just soaked. They're caked with mud.
Dear, I must go to the dry cleaners first thing on Monday morning, dear.
Oh, dear, I can't believe you dropped them in that giant mud puddle.
Well, dear, Crockpot was in the way, dear, and I felt they fell right out of my hands. Crockpot is making a lot of mistakes today.
I admit I wasn't watching the way I should. I was giving Charles an advance on his paycheck.
Why are you advancing anything to Charles? The only man is he needs a hammer to the head.
Oh,
dear, that's not proper etiquette, dear.
You know, your playful ribbing could be misinterpreted by...
Oh, I wish it was.
Oh, my God. Well, I don't even want to know why any of that is happening. So.
I don't want to know anything.
Oh, dear. Oh, the mud is dropping off of your doily.
Oh, dear, it's all over the floor. I'm so sorry, dear. Careful, dear. You might fall.
Oh, excuse me. I've never seen...
Oh, that's not mud, dear.
Oh, my.
Oh, dear.
I'm sorry.
Oh, my God.
My bowels have become alarmed.
Here we go.
I've never seen... Oh, I can tell what's mud.
Oh, dear, let's get you out of here into the rain, dear. Wash some of this off.
I've never seen mud in a doily.
Oh, dear, look at the bake sale table. See, it's all washing down the street.
Now
we have all of this all over the floor.
I'm gonna slip in it. I'm gonna slip in it.
fall and get it all over you.
I'm gonna slip in it and fall.
Well, Cliff, I'm gonna tell you what I tell the listeners.
Don't touch that
Tough shit. Don't touch that dial.
Turkey toenails. Now we have that.
The weirdest show ever.
Spray some more of that rock. Perfume.
Oh,
okay.
Here, I'm gonna douse it all over you.
Oh, we really need more. Give it a couple more squirts.
Here you go.
Okay.
Woo! That's starting to smell a lot better now, isn't it?
A little bit better. All right, listeners, if you haven't noticed, we've begun a segment called "Don't Touch That Dial."
In case you haven't been following along,
and you're just gonna love it. We're not gonna explain it. We're just gonna do it.
Why explain? Oh, it's been all time explaining. Explaining. All right. What was the Carol Burnett Show spoof of As the World Turns called?
Oh, was it As the Stomach Turns?
Yes, Cliff, that's what the listeners say every week. As the Stomach Turns.
Oh, Kendall, you act like you're not asking somebody who just stands and watches Carol Burnett Show on YouTube.
Well, Cliff, it's called Don't Touch That Dial. You're going to get them all right.
Oh, shit.
It's like every other segment.
Kendall, what character constantly said... I'm worried about the beaver.
Oh, was that porn star? No, that was...
It was Muffy Divers.
Oh, was that Wally Beaver's mother? Alice Beaver, what was her name?
June Cleaver. Cleaver.
Yes.
Yes, it was her.
Cleaver Beaver.
Congrats.
Oh, thank you. Cliff, what spy spoof once featured an electro-regressor gun that turned adults into 8-year-olds?
Was it,
You say this to me every week, Cliff.
I didn't want to go there. I didn't want to say, was it what you've been hearing your whole life? Get smart!
Let me make the jokes about me, Cliff.
I see, I was letting you.
Thank you. I know.
It's part of our loving friendship.
It is. We roast ourselves.
It's getting hot up in this roast.
Yeah. Kendall, what Gilligan's Island cast member got the most fan mail?
Oh, was that Ginger?
It was Marianne.
Oh, Marianne.
Now, I prefer Ginger.
I think I do remember hearing that once upon a time.
Did you love Ginger or Marianne?
I loved Ginger, I think.
Ginger, look at her. She had sequin gowns.
I always love sequin gowns.
I know.
Whose production company turned out The Bob Newhart Show as its second sitcom?
Was it Mary Tyler Moore?
Yes, Cliff, it was Mary Tyler Moore.
Who can turn the world on with a smile? I will never forget when I sang that.
I'll never forget it, you know.
For a huge group of feminists in Busheltown.
They just loved it
because I thought it was the most, like the most feminist anthem I could think of. Who can take a nothing day and suddenly make it all seem worthwhile? Well, it's you, girl, and you should know it. With each glance and every little movement you show it, love is a... Kendall, I've been watching Mary Tyler Moore.
It's not about him, just threw his hat, but his hair was stuck to it. His toupee blew off with it.
Now he's really reaching for it in the gutters.
Oh,
no. Okay, Kendall, I've got to ask you. something, right?
Oh, yeah. You too.
I felt like that was what I was supposed to do. All right, there was something I was going to ask you, and it was this. Which of the three major networks first aired Walt Disney?
What was the what first networks?
Which of the three? Which of
Of the three? Was that ABC?
Easy as 1, 2, 3, ABC, baby, you and me, girl. Woo! Yeah, it was ABC. Good job.
Thank you. I know my ABCs. Yeah. Club. I say it every week. All right, I got one more for you.
All right.
What?
My toupee
right
was
time.
Stuck to my hat.
Oh dear! Did you see what happened there?
Oh, it was caught in a river of rain waters rushing out of town, girl. What am I going to do, girl?
Oh, dear. I've got a hair dryer in the car, dear.
Well, we've got to catch it before we can dry it, girl. Come along now. Follow me.
No, clutch that hair, dear.
Good luck.
Why didn't he just run after the hair instead of coming to tell us? Weirdo.
Well, I ask why.
Cliff, that's, you can start touching that dial again.
Okay,
if
you may now touch the dial.
You may now touch the dial.
Touch the dial.
Cliff, this has been a crazy show.
Hasn't it, though?
It has. Toupees have gone a-flying.
Toupees or not toupees?
That is the real question.
That is the question.
But Cliff, I'm going to take us down to a somber note for just a moment.
Oh, my.
We lost a wonderful lady. A wonderful lady last week. My mother.
I know.
Kendall's mother, who brought us so many wonderful news stories over the years.
I hate to break. I say I know, like I was, like you were expecting me to not know, and I did know.
Fooled you, listeners. Cliff knew. He knew my mother died.
Oh, I knew the whole time. No, I was there. I cried.
I wasn't telling you, Cliff. I was telling the listeners.
Okay,
it was a royal you.
I'm so sorry.
Well, thank you, Cliff.
To her and to her memory.
I'm sure the listeners are saying that too.
For me interrupting.
But. She's going to smack you from the grave. But no, she was a wonderful woman. We love her very much. You know, I loved her dearly. And we just wanted to give a little tribute that there were all these times she called into the show. You know, she called every 5 minutes with some news stories that were just too many to air. So we just wanted to play a few for in her memory, in her honor.
FYI from MOM. Whooping cough epidemic in California. And that's all. And two, there was a bad wreck on Quash Creek Pike today. Wednesday. October the... I don't know what day it is. I'll try to find out. Let me back.
I just think whooping cough is funny.
It is. She knew humor. That's why she called in to tell us about whooping cough. Now this one just brings tear to my eye, but I love it.
Happy birthday. If you don't know who this is Campbell's mom. And I've called to wish him a happy birthday to my little boy. It's getting older every day, and we've survived a lot of things. First, we had to go through California out there with all that burning and murdering and killing and crashes and everything else in the world. People killing each other and the place burning down. And now it looks like a whole lot of stuff is going on up here now. There's killing people every night, shooting and beating and robbing and everything. And now we've got Ebola that's come from all over the world, coming right here to Nashville too. And I've ordered a case of masks being mailed to Kendall's house for him to wear and give to all the people that he associates with, because I sure don't want him to get. And Cliff, you better get a few masks from Kendall, because if you're going to be around him, you know how that is. We've got to keep Kendall safe and everything else here. It's a murder every night, and then there's robbing and there's kidnapping. So, Kendall, be careful and have a happy birthday, and I expect to see you soon. Love you, Mom.
Now, I promise that I will work hard with Mr. Snodbottom and Mrs. Butter 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 Churn, and we'll get Crockpot on the case, and Charles, we will keep you safe.
My mother from the grave is yelling, no, not Charles, keep him away from my son.
Safe, we promise, Kendall.
Oh, well, thank you. Mom, I love you. I know you're up in cloud to cloud. Telling the news about all the scary things that are going on up there.
So, scary things
she's like,
in heaven.
People are falling through clouds. People being drug across the ground. Oh, anyway, we love you, Mom. We do. She was a very funny lady. Saying a lot of funny things.
Funny things. That's why you love Kathy Griffin so much.
It is. She reminded me of my mom. Now it all makes sense. Oh, isn't it fun? It all together.
I hope Dr. Blathers is listening.
He's like, oh, I made a breakthrough.
Why didn't it happen in the session? Because this show is better than therapy.
Oh, it is.
It is much cheaper.
And it's for free.
It's for free.
Oh, but anyway, Cliff, it is really, really sad.
It is.
Just like this show has been.
it's sad that the
cider festival got all rained out.
Now, let me ask you this. You be honest. Uh-huh. Do you want me to go out there in the rain and do a tribute song? Do you want me to, Kendall? I don't mind at all.
Cliff, I do not want you to
Now wait, take a minute. Really give it some thought and just don't be afraid to be honest with me, okay? Wouldn't you like it if I went out there and did a tribute song?
No. Yes, Cliff, go give a fitting tribute to my mom.
Because I loved her and everybody loved her.
We all did.
The same as I told that exact same phrase to Cyndi Lauper. So that lets you know. I equate your mom. I love her as much as Cyndi Lauper. And that's saying a lot. Whoa.
I just want to have fun. All right, Cliff, take us home.
Take me home. All right, follow me.
Carry this. Oh, God. Oh, you dropped it right in the. Oh, God.
Hold it up out of the water. Hold it up out of the water.
It smells now.
All right, now just come out here. Oh, hold the door.
Oh, God. Oh, I'm
going to
get
electrocuted. Hold the microphone. Just try to step out of that
puddle. First thing I remember knowing was a lonesome whistle blowing and a young gun's dream of growing up to ride on a freight train leaving town, not knowing where I'm bound, and no one could change my mind but mama tried. One and only rebel child from a family meek and mild, my mama seemed to know what lay in store. Despite all my Sunday learning, towards the bad I kept turning, till mama couldn't hold me anymore. And I turned 21 in prison, doing life without parole. No one could steer me right, but mama tried, mama tried, mama tried to raise me better, but her pleading I denied. That leaves only me to blame, 'cause mama tried. Daddy, rest his soul, left my mom a heavy load. She tried so very hard to fill his shoes. Working hours without rest, wanted me to have the best. She tried to raise me right, but I refused. And I turned 21 in prison, doing life without parole. No one could steer me right, but mama tried. Mama tried, mama tried to raise me better, but her pleading I denied. That leaves only me to blame, 'cause mama tried. We love you, mama.
Thanks for listening to Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. Binge listen to more episodes at cliffandkendall.blogspot.com.